This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. University of Chicago has polled a national sample since 1977 on the question of whether doctors should legally be allowed to end a patient's life if requested by the patient and family. The support has been between 66 and 69% for 15 years, but has been unevenly distributed with support from white people. Weekend warriors who only exercise then are still found 29% less likely to die prematurely than people who have never worked out. Just 26% of the people polled think it's good for the country that Trump uses his Twitter feed to respond to news events rather than going through traditional media outlets. But 49% believe his use of Twitter is bad for the country instead, and 20% say it has no impact. 46% feel it is unpresidential for a president to use Twitter to comment on things, including the news of the day, while 45% believe the use of Twitter and other real-time technologies is likely to be a common tool for future presidents. Only 18% of voters say they are followers of Trump's Twitter feed. Undersecretary of Labor Putzer's tenure at CEO of CKE, it's paid millions of dollars to settle class action lawsuits alleging that it failed to pay managers fairly by misclassifying them in a way that skirted overtime rules. CKE has also faced other class action lawsuits, some settled, others ongoing, allegedly that it routinely forced workers to skip breaks, altered its times records in a way that left workers paid less, or placed caps on what managers could make, meaning they worked for more hours than they were compensated for. Chelsea Manning, the Army intelligence analyst convicted in a 2010 leak of security documents, was given clemency by President Obama and is set to be freed in 5 months instead of in 2045. The decision by President Obama rescued Ms. Manning from an uncertain future as a transgender woman incarcerated in a male military prison. More than 50 Democratic congressmen have now indicated that they will not attend the inauguration. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.